This week's Tancast is sponsored by Vulgarity. Remember, 9 out of 10 hooligans prefer vulgarity to scare off normal people.
Vulgarity!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Do we want to introduce ourselves?
I think we should. Welcome to Tancast.
Whoa!
Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome.
Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
Welcome to Tancast.
Dun 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 dun. No, I was trying to be epic.
The very futuristic music from the movie 2001.
Oh, yeah. That movie was fucking weird.
Yeah, it was. The ending of that movie was just like, okay, so what the fuck is supposed to be going on here?
I think I fell asleep, and so then I was even more lost. I'm like, why am I flying through space? Why is there a big baby? What's going on?
Why is space changing colors?
The DVD I rented started skipping and like had some scratch on it, so like all like midway through it just stopped and started and then like was like you were like ah, you know, doing stuff like that. And I was like, "Sweet, I'm done. Fuck it."
I've given all I can give.
I gave it a try. I said I will watch this cinematic great and I will find out what it's like. Oh, nope, sorry, can't do it. Tim, you can rent another. Nope, should tried it, didn't work. Couldn't do it.
The universe told me no. I don't argue with the universe. Universe is often right.
By the way, I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the cold, cold A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the very warm, warm N in Tancast.
Why are you so cold, Andy?
It appears that the universe is jizzing on my hometown, because it's all white outside.
Yeah, I just in a cup in a FedEx it over to you to dump on your town.
And that's not your hometown. I'm closer to your hometown.
Well, yes, this is true.
Liar!
I guess I should say the town where my home is.
That's better. Your kid's hometown.
Yes. You know, I still consider myself a Californian. It's weird.
Is your hometown where you were born or where you grew up most of your life?
I don't know. I've never had a good answer for that.
I've always considered it to be where you were born, but I could be wrong.
Well, because my hometown would be different than where I actually lived most of my life.
Okay.
Like, I was born a few towns over, so that would be kind of odd.
I don't make the rules, man. I just piss on them.
I think it would be, like, where you grew up most of your childhood. That's what I would think.
All right, Noah. You can have that if you want.
All right.
Yeah, but then I have a hard time picking. I mean, most of my years were spent in one town on one end of California. But then, like, all of my high school and young adult years were spent on the other end of California in a different town.
Yeah!
Which was more memorable?
I guess my super young adult. Jeez, I don't know. One of them's closer, but the other one was twice as long, so I gotta go with probably the earlier one.
Yeah,
yeah,
then,
but
and
where
then,
did you first get your dick wet?
And Tim wasn't around, so, you know, I would consider the one where Tim wasn't around the better one.
Well, Tim wasn't around when I got my dick wet. He'd already moved away.
Yeah, but I set the plan into motion.
Yes, you did.
The horrible plan.
Horrible, horrible, horrible plan. I was just watching a Scrubs episode where they had Dick Van Dyke on as a guest star.
Ooh.
And he kept apologizing to Dr. Kelso for introducing him to his wife. And I laughed, and I thought of Tim.
I have never apologized. I did what I had to do, and I'd do it again. Just kidding.
If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it again.
Tim's like, shit, somebody's got to fall on this crazy grenade. Andy! Have you met my friend? You might get to put your penis in her. Once.
But at what a cost. At what a cost.
And she has big ears.
Yeah, monkey ears. You know what's what was interesting about all of that, though, is I can look back fondly on the time of my life when my penis was feared.
I'm scared of it now.
But in a different sort of way.
Yeah, it's got like bumps and it oozes. I don't know what's going on there.
In the way Jake Gyllenhaal was scared by Heath Ledger.
And it's got kind of got a... So, I was looking online somewhere, someone took a picture of a dildo, And she was, like, you know, checking out. But behind it, there was another dildo that was brown that had, like, a really sharp angle to, like, the left. Like, it was
gotta
straight.
Get those hard-to-reach places.
I was just like, what's going on there? I don't... Why would you want it to be good?
It's got a little English on it. It'll put a little spin on the vagina so you can hit the corner pocket.
Bing! I thought it was going straight, but then it just went to the left. It was crazy.
I don't know, ladies. Are there left and right-handed vaginas?
Well, aren't the Asians' vaginas sideways?
Oh, racism!
Rears its ugly head, and yes, by ugly head, I mean Noah's head.
Speaking of bad jokes, should we start some tan laughs?
Why not?
Tan laughs. Yeah, let me check my email while you're getting that shit started and playing the tan laughs. Yeah, it's a very tiny
penis. No, that's already been playing. It's underneath us right now.
Yeah,
Andy has a very tiny penis. Andy has a very tiny penis. Andy has a very tiny penis. Andy has a very tiny penis.
There
it was. Andy has a very tiny penis.
It's
Andy has a very tiny penis. Andy has a very tiny penis. And he has a very small dick. This is another joke from Nick, who sent me the joke last week. He says hopefully this joke will go over better than the olive one. What's the difference between a Rottweiler and a social worker?
And he has a small dick, and we know, everybody knows.
Only one has huge teeth.
And he has a small you'll get your child back from a Rottweiler.
And he has a small
and he sent a link to this article where people...
And it's small, and everyone knows. Yes, everybody knows.
Okay, that didn't work. Instead of linking the article, it linked the word Felton. What? A virus? All right. It was some sort of virus that was just blocked, or some sort of malicious software that just got blocked.
What are you doing fantastic. Over there, buddy?
I was clicking this link.
Oh, don't be clicking the link.
So it's you've been cleared of child abuse, but you can't have your children back. That's the article.
Oh, that's like that one guy who, you hear that story where he, was looking for, like, a lemonade for his son, and the only thing they had was Mike's Hard Lemonade, and so he bought it. He didn't realize what it was. This child was, like, you know, drinking it down, and, like, some security saw him, and they took him away and took away his kid. I guess none of
what was he drinking?
It. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tastes like lemonade. Yeah, if you dip your socks in lemonade.
I love that we kept trying to find something that Tim would like. It's like, here, Tim, try this. Like, oh, this is horrible. Here, Tim, try this. It's a tequila sunrise. It's got a bunch of cherry flavor, just syrup poured right in there with the orange juice. Like, oh, like rotten fucking orange juice?
At the Coyote Ugly in Vegas, they have these things called... Shit, I don't remember what they're called, but they're orange juice and vodka. That was pretty good. Obviously, they're daiquiris.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
It's blended?
Style. Yeah.
Okay. Because isn't orange juice and vodka normally like a screwdriver?
That is a screwdriver.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. It's not necessarily orange juice. It's orange flavoring.
Oh, okay. Mm. I have a...
It's orange drink, nigga! It's orange drink!
what is juice?
What the fuck is juice, nigga?
Oh,
I want some apple drink!
I want some...
It's green!
Purple shit. I have a sexist joke against men.
Alright.
Yay! Fuck men!
So here we go. What did God say when he created Adam?
Oops.
I can do better than this.
See? That's funny.
Oh, that's awesome. So I did get a tan laugh, so I don't have to think or look.
Yay.
And this
yay
one comes,
for Andy's lack of brain power.
This one comes from Tony, whose wife just went through the same fun... Cut her open, rip a baby out, that my wife did 6 months ago.
And that Miranda did recently.
I was just going to say, can we make an announcement? Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, you know what? Tim can edit it out, if not.
Yes.
Well, if you're hearing this, that means we're allowed to say congratulations, Jeff and Miranda, on your baby boy, Damien. I'm just kidding.
Damien!
Check his scalp for the 666.
You may have to shave a little.
I don't remember how the music went.
I don't either. I was going to try and I was like, bah, maybe it's going on underneath us right now.
Maybe.
Or maybe
who knows?
This entire chunk has been edited out because Jeff's like, nah, just you need it.
My wife was just asking me about that.
Although, he did mention on the podcast that he was having a baby, so I would assume it'd be okay to mention that they had the baby, but you know, when you assume things...
I think he even said when.
And while Andy reads his hand laugh, I'm going to text Jeff.
That sounds great. All right, so we've already established who this one came from. So the joke is, in honor of the mother of the octuplets, Denny's is offering a new breakfast item called the Suleiman. It has 14 eggs, no sausage, and the guy next to you has to pay the bill. I especially like that one because my wife remains just as pissed off and obsessed about that whole situation as she was weeks ago when the news first broke.
You know what? There's bigger fish to fry. The economy's so fucked.
Well, she's not helping.
I know she's not helping, but she didn't bring us down, really.
No, she certainly didn't. And you know what? I keep looking at it as, this crazy bitch just wants attention. So just fucking stop interviewing her.
Have you heard that someone offered $1 million to do porn? And then
yes,
someone else offered her more money
me.
To not do it?
Ah, here's my wife. We're talking about the octuplets mother, and Noah was regaling us with how somebody, Vivid, offered her a shitload of money to do porn, and apparently someone else offered her more money not. That cracks me up.
Whoa. Like some rival porn company. Now, like, I don't know if they thought like it was going to lose them a bunch of money. I don't know what. I didn't really read the article.
They just thought it would debase the art of porn.
Oh, come on, Vivid. You're bringing us down. You're bringing down the art.
Wait. Two Girls, One Cup didn't bring us down? Not as much as fucking octuplets whore will.
Could you imagine that type of prigger porn? Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, yeah, my wife was showing me pictures of what she would look like when she was pregnant. She looked like a planet with a woman attached. You got to imagine that her stomach looks like the moon.
You were not very good with specific pronouns there, and for a moment I thought you were talking about your wife showing you pictures of what your wife would look like when she was pregnant. I was like, dude.
She's right there.
I mean, she's not as violent as Danelle, but she could probably punch you.
She could drop kick you in the chest. She could go chimp on you.
She will chimp out on your ass.
She will rip off your jawbone.
She was listening to that Tancast last night while I was downstairs making up bottles for our tyke. Mm-hmm. And just kept laughing uproariously at a bunch of different shit. The chimp stuff. And
The comparison to Michael Jackson and Bubbles has made it into my act.
Nice.
That's all I got.
That's golden.
Tim, did you want to... Oh, actually, before we move off of monkeys, I want to say on the iPhone, they're, the voice app, you know, the Google voice app that you can do searches... You can make it so it makes monkey noises while it's searching.
That's awesome.
I think it's like a hidden feature. So, like, if you Google like Google iPhone app hidden features or something, you should be able to see how to bring it up. But basically, you go to the settings screen and you keep like swiping up until it shows up. Like it's hidden. You swipe up, and then you'll see like a new feature called extras or something. And then I think that's where you set the monkey noise. But it's very funny. It's like. At first it goes, ah! And then while it's searching, it goes, ah, 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 ah. And then it goes, ah! Again, once it's found, like, it's done doing its old.
Oh, yeah. I just did it, and by swipe up, you mean from bottom to top, so you're actually pushing the screen down.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, and Bells and Whistles appears underneath about.
Ah, that's what it was.
Live waveform, open link in apps, sounds, default, chicken monkey. Dude, it's chicken monkey! Oh, monkey is, yes, monkey is go.
I didn't know this about the app, but if you launch the app, put it up to your ear like you're going to make a call, it will trigger the voice dial. I mean, it'll trigger the voice search, so then you just talk into it.
Yeah, they had to hack in because Apple didn't actually provide an API for the
proximity detector. Oh, is that? I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, Apple didn't do anything about it. They didn't care. They're like, oh, whatever.
Dick
you know
in what? A box video.
There is an app that I would love to officially come out. I don't know if I'd pay for it, though, but they someone did an app for the jailbroken iPhone where it's like a status, it's like a dashboard when your screen is locked. So it shows you, like, all this information, like, you know, here's email you've got, here's text messages, here's, you know, just gives, like, an overview of different stuff on your phone even though the screen is locked.
Yeah, that's one of the most requested app, one of the most requested upgrades for the next release.
That would be so sweet.
Let me see if I can get mine to search. Dick search in a box it? Video.
Are you doing a vocal search on your iPhone?
I'm trying
or you
to.
Just...
It's not working.
Oh, okay. Well, of course it's not.
Dick
Andy
in a box video.
Because Andy has terrible luck with electronic devices. I mean, not that I have the best luck either, but fucking at least they feel my wrath when it's over. There's a clear wiener. One man's standing and one man's broken. And I meant to say clear winner, not clear wiener.
Oh, we know what you meant, Tim. Gay.
Tim's got dick on the brain.
Oh, when doesn't
yes,
have dick
but
on the brain?
For a different reason than you think.
No, it's exactly what we think.
I think
although,
it's because somebody's been
but
ear-fucking
you're still going to be able to make fun of the reason that it actually is, so don't worry.
Are you thinking about all Harrison right. Ford?
No.
Jim's thinking about oral sex.
No.
Oh, so I did a search on the phone using the Google app, just going blah, 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 blah. And it did it. It search, and it's like searching for blah, 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 blah. I was like, awesome, Google.
I tried to do a search for Hallmark one time. I was trying to find the closest Hallmark to where I was, and it came back with homework.
Hallmark?
Like, no!
No, sir. I don't need help with math.
So, do you want to tell us why you're thinking about the big veiny cocks, Tim?
We can start with Vegas.
Big veiny cocks.
I was just in Vegas.
I know
big
you got
veiny
it.
Vegas.
Oh,
cocks.
I don't want to ruin your story. Go ahead. You can tell them what happened. I don't know. A bunch of stuff happened. You just text me once.
So. I was texting him while I was in Vegas because I was we were there for my wife's. I think they're her cousins. Anyway, they're turning 40. They were twins and they were turning 40 at the same time. So they invited like the family to Vegas to have like this huge. Well, actually, some of them are still there.
As opposed to the kinds of twins that turn 40 at different times.
Hey Andy,
yeah.
Suck on my nuts.
All right, slurp a derp derp, motherfucker.
One guy didn't want to leave, so he stayed up there a couple months longer. He's like, it's cold.
Starting to turn
here.
A little stony.
Mm-mm, no, it's cold. I'm a little DJ. I can't talk yet. That's a little Dane Cook reference.
Why am I talking about being Mexican?
So, we got to stay at Hooters, which is always high class.
All
I
right.
would imagine. Although, when we went to the Hooters one time, I didn't find the ladies particularly attractive. I'm not a fan of stockings, so those flesh-covered stockings are not doing it for me.
Well, then you would not have liked Hooters, because that is what the majority of the staff wears.
Even the guys, then, walking around with the packages hanging out.
The girls weren't even that attractive looking when we went to Hooters. So, it's not like I was just focusing on the flesh, like, oh, there's these big boobs, but look at the flesh-covered stockings!
Someone showed like an application for Hooters was a blank piece of paper with two big holes cut out of it, as in you had to stick your breast through there. And I was like, "Well, apparently some of these gals slipped through the screening process."
Was it? I assume it was a joke by Hooters, or
yeah. Well, I hope so.
No. They know. Just hold up a piece of paper and have to stick their knockers through.
Like, you don't have to speak English or or any language.
Oh my gosh! Whoever they had serving us at the restaurant apparently did not speak English very well. Because they were like, "Are you done here?" And I was like, "Yes," and she's done too. And then they went up to my wife, "Are you done here?" I'm like, "That's what I just said."
I think also like when you work at some place and you say the same shit over and over again, it just gets stuck in your head. You don't care what people, you don't even listen. You're just like, "You done here? You done here? My life sucks. My life sucks." Like at McDonald's, or like sometimes you ever go to fast food and like, you know, you're like, "Oh, I just want, you know, the burger. That's it. You want fries with that?" "Nope, just want the burger."
Eddie Pence has this joke. Went to McDonald's, ordered a milkshake. She said, "For here to go." It's a milkshake. Do you have fine china back there you were going to put it in if it's for here? Last I checked, you put everything in a paper cup. You going to bag it too?
Paper cup.
Oh, that is a classic Steve Martin joke about how he has a theory that everything in McDonald's is actually one thing. It's actually just a big vat full of this stuff, and these molds go by and go, "Hamburger, malt, paper box, here's your change, thank you." So I was playing blackjack on one of the machines, on one of the quarter machines.
Nickel,
I was feeling saucy. I was down a dollar, and I was sitting there for a while, and I decided to put another dollar in, and I lost another dollar, and I immediately text Noah, "I lost fucking $2 in Vegas. Fuck Vegas."
Oh, but then your wife lost $2 as well, so you're down a whole four.
Yeah, $4 as a family.
Life
then I found nickel blackjack. and I would put a dollar in there, and I was up 90 cents. I was riding high.
From your $4 that you lost?
No.
Oh,
just on that particular machine.
Oh, okay.
I was like, if I make it to a dollar, I'm cashing out. And then I went back down to a dollar, and I was like, fuck it, you're not getting another dollar.
The high rolling life of Tim. Mm-hmm. I went down to Vegas. I threw down $5. I didn't give a shit. Well, no, actually, I didn't give a shit. I was very pretty angry about it.
Yeah, I gave a shit. I gave several
Friend Stephanie will just throw down $20, just walk by, bam, red, lost, I'm out.
And just, I'm like, what? I remember telling her, I'm like, okay, next time you have the urge to do that, just hand me $20. Maybe I'll give it back to you with another 20. Maybe I'll keep it. It's gambling.
Did we ever talk about bathroom slots?
I don't think we did talk about the toilet slots.
Oh, well, maybe we should talk about it. So, I wouldn't say I have a small bladder, but other people might.
You have a small bladder. There, I've said it.
Yes. I second small bladder. There's a reason we call going to the bathroom going on the Noah ride.
I don't like to hold it. It's not good for you. Your pee's acidic. So, Tim, Stephanie, and Danelle, right? That was the first time we all went to Vegas.
That is correct.
Was it for your birthday?
It was for my 24th birthday.
We were there for, like, the weekend, and we were going to leave. We were going to go home. And we finally dragged Stephanie away from the gambling, because she did not want to go.
Nope.
And I was like, all right, let me go to the bathroom before we go. And Stephanie decided to play one more slot machine. And then I don't remember how much she won. How much did she win off?
I think she won over $1,000.
So I probably could have built that story up more, but that's why we call it the bathroom slots or the toilet slots, because I went to the bathroom and Stephanie won money.
And here's some audio from a video we took right after Stephanie won the money after Noah went to the bathroom.
And you know what this is? This is what a person looks like after they've just won $1,000. And this is what a person looks like after they've just played the toilet lottos, baby! Toilet lottos!
That's awesome. I thought they'd had, like, some sort of great idea for, you know, you go to, like, a urinal and you start, like, peeing, but it's like pee pachinko. put a little money in, and like whichever way the stream goes down,
ding 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 ding. Or you try to aim for the hole. It's like a ski ball with your pee.
Yeah.
Well, that leads to the bathroom. You know, just going to the bathroom in general leads to the part of the where Noah texted me as I was driving to Vegas. Hey, have you won big yet? I was like, not only have I not won big, I am sick on my first day here in Vegas.
Oh,
that's because I had a dream that you won like $18,000 in Vegas.
Well, that did not happen.
Tim lost $4.
I think the bass is off in my brain.
Thursday night? No, it had been Wednesday night. Like, I went to bed, like, all of a sudden I just started feeling really tired, and it felt like I had swallowed, like, I had eaten something earlier that had now increased in weight to, like, 40 pounds. Like, I just had this heavy ball of something traveling in my innards. I was like, oh, and it wasn't like, oh, I just need to shit this out, or it was just, or I could even vomit this up. It's just pain. And so, like, I just laid down and thought I'd get over it, and I got up, and it was better when I woke up, but that wasn't gone. So then I drove Danelle to school and came back, and I had all these plans for shit I was going to do during the day before we left for Vegas, and they all fell by the wayside as I passed out just grabbing my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a little better for the drive up, but then once we got there, like, I broke out in a fever as well as and like I had backaches and like neck and like, and so like Danelle went out the first night we were in Vegas and I stayed in the hotel room sweating.
Nice.
I should say I instructed Danelle to go out because I'm like, what's the point in you sitting here watching me sweat in Vegas? She's like, no, I don't want to leave you alone. I was like,
she could place bets on whether you're going to die or not.
It's Vegas. Someone would probably bet on that.
My husband's really sick in the hotel room. How much can I put on that he's going to die tonight?
I got 3-1. 3-1. yesterday, I noticed that my... All right, this is getting a little personal. That it's a little itchy when I pee.
Oh! Tim, I told you about fucking those guys with no condom.
So that is why I'm thinking about penises. Because according to WebMD, I could either have a urinary tract infection, a kidney infection, diabetes, the common cold, or cancer. I'm like, fucking, you would be fired off House's team.
Could be the cold. Could be cancer. Well, no, every week it's, what could it be? What could be cancer? How could it be cancer? It could be, oh, shit, what do they call it? Paraneoplastic symptom or whatever. That's like every fucking time.
Is the it? Only thing that it's definitely not is lupus.
Well, that's good. Has there been any anal bleeding?
No.
Are you going to go see a real doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you still feeling, like, weird?
Well...
He wants to know if your wee-wee itches.
Like, the fever is gone, my innards don't feel bad, but there's still itchiness.
Maybe you got a flea up there.
That would be disgusting and disheartening.
Have you checked for ticks?
Any cats? Oh.
Fucking any cats?
Yeah. They got
That's
fleas.
Andy's move.
Fuck you both.
I just like how WebMD is, like, helpful, but yet not really any help at all.
Well, it's kind of like degenerate internet in like, general. Like, you can find stuff that gives you the answer, but then you'll find shit that's not the answer at all.
Not only not the answer, but frightening. Like last week, when I Googled penis and Target.
Well, like, I've been doing a lot of graphic stuff, so I was searching for images on the internet, and I searched for Elton John. Or no, I can't remember what I searched for, but it was some specific male celebrity, and I got a picture of some random woman. That's like one of the top five entries. I was like, he's not even in the picture! I mean, yes, I clicked on it because she had big titties, but that's not the point.
Oh. So speaking of the internet being for porn, apparently, yeah. Where even searching for like Elton John or some other male celebrity brings you back chick with big titties?
Yeah.
I recently had a friend complaining to me that they, after visiting a porn site, anytime they sat down at Firefox and typed in www, they got that specific porn site up as the top thing in Firefox's little, like, awesome bar of comparing your history versus what you've typed and what you've clicked on versus, you know, what you've bookmarked and all the rest of that shit. They're like,
did you mean that?
Every time it's, you know, www, Firefox goes, porn.com! www.porn.com. You need porn. You like porn.
I guess porn. He didn't know about clearing his history.
I was more amused by the www, and Firefox goes, porn! Internet is for porn. Here's your porn. You're looking for porn.
You know what's funny? Chrome and Safari now have, or Safari 4, the beta, now have this thing like the most sites you visit will pop up like in the big 9 grid part as soon as you start up the program.
Oh, yeah, that, like, mosaic of top sites or whatever on Safari.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that could be so bad if you go visit a lot of porn. Like, here you go, boom, 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 all laid out for you. Oh,
well, that's why Chrome's got their private browsing mode.
They
do. Just do your porn browsing in your private browsing mode.
Yes. Although, who would, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you got to, like, all right, I need to put in private browsing. What if you forget? I mean, you could always clear history, I guess.
Yep. If you really want to protect your porn that way. Yeah, I've actually...
For everyone to see.
I've had some friends who've complained about Firefox 3 with its awesome bar of, you know, just shit from your history shows up right there. Even if you didn't, like, type that stuff in, if it's a site that you visited, it can just pop right up there. Right. Like, what if my wife comes and uses my laptop?
That's why you have to live your life in fear.
Or you could just have Firefox automatically clear your history every time you quit.
Yep, no, or you can wait for Firefox 3.1, which is going to have private browsing mode like Chrome does. Or you know what? You can sit down with your wife and have an honest conversation. Guess what, honey? I'm a man.
I like porn.
And I like porn.
You could do that as well.
Do you like porn? If so, you can stop hiding your search history from me. We can stop hiding from each other. We can stop swap porn links. God, that would have been better if I didn't just fuck up all the words.
There's no guarantee of that.
Well, that's true.
So, all right.
That was my little trip down porn lane there. Sorry. Had to take us back to a weird place.
And then even if you didn't have your history in your Firefox, Google keeps track of it if you log in. Everything you search for.
Yeah.
And as I understand, you can ask it to delete things, but like right in their terms of service is... We have a widely distributed array of servers that store your data. So it may take some time for your deletes to actually apply, and we may not catch it everywhere.
Awesome.
Your deletes may not delete.
So,
you're fucked.
If you're logged into Google, be careful what you search for.
Yep. Well,
that's why
be careful
I
what
log
you Google
out
for.
Before I search for overthrow the government.
That's why I log in when I search for
of Zimbabwe. So, I don't know if anybody follows Noah or I on Twitter, not Twitter, Facebook, but earlier this week I introduced Noah to the wonders of a website called F My Life.
Tim loves the fucked up stuff.
Andy, have you heard of fmylife.com?
Nope, but I'm typing in fmylife.com in my browser right now.
Oh, well, let me read you the top one so you can be aware before you get there. All today right. I was walking through Borders with my girlfriend when we passed a Girl Scout cookie stand. I see a box of Samoas, my favorite, point at them and shout, "Yeah!" My girlfriend looked shocked. Behind the box of cookies was a 5-year-old Girl Scout bending over with her bottom pointed at me. So it's kind of like text messages or status updates or Twitters that are just anonymous and about fucked up shit. And you could spend hours enjoying them.
I just got it loaded, and I saw the second one down the list. Today my best friend slapped me and called me some colorful words before telling me she never wanted to talk to me again because I supposedly slept with her boyfriend. Not only am I a virgin, but I'm a lesbian. Fuck my life.
Oh, there were some really good ones that I had found. Let's see what the top fuck my lives are, and maybe that's what I was thinking of. No?
There was one where it was like this girl's like, I sent this boy I like that I wanted to go to formal with. No, it wasn't formal. Shit. Never mind.
Nailed it!
Yep.
Fail. Fuck my life.
Today I was doing Tancast, and I was trying to tell a fuck my life, and midway through, I didn't remember it. Fuck my life.
I could, like, it was a word that had an N and an O in it, so basically she was asking him to a dance, and he ate all the cupcakes except the N and O and then sent the box back to her.
That's awesomely fucked up. Death.
Oh, today my mom bought me a t-shirt from the store. It has a U.S. Marines logo on it, and it says, Marine's girlfriend. I'm a straight 6-year-old boy, and my mom only reads and speaks Spanish.
Oh, well, at least she didn't do it on purpose.
Some of these, though, they seem very questionable.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them are like, that is too good to be true, but you know what? I just want it to be true.
You know what? It's a great big wide world out there, and fucked up shit happens all the time.
Thank goodness the internet is here to show us it all.
Yes. Oh, internet, how did we ever live without you?
We would never know about all this fucked up shit happening to people if we didn't have the internet. I mean, sure, nope. You'd hear about it sometimes. I'm a friend of a friend.
Here's one that somebody posted on Noah's page when he said, everybody post your favorite F My Life quotes. Today my 5-year-old nephew showed me green Martians he'd made with his Play-Doh set. I smiled and said, wow, now how about some blue Martians? He looked at me and replied, how about some blue shut the fuck up? Fuck my life. Proud sponsors of Tancast. Or they should be. Send us some money.
We'll read
these every week.
About the love advice from let me see if can you search it. Let's see. Oh, wait. Hold on. You hear me typing away?
Well, Noah does that.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Today, my mom decided to give me relationship advice. She told me the key to a happy, successful relationship was letting your man explore all your orifices.
I don't think that one's fuck my life. I think that one's fuck my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, you
apparently a lot of people
categories.
Like to fuck your mom.
You can browse by sex categories? Alright, what were you going to say, Andy?
When Tim said, I don't know how many people follow Noah and I on Facebook, I was going to say, I don't know how many people follow Tim and I on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yes. But recently, LeVar Burton of Kunta Kinte in Roots fame, and later Geordi LaForge of Star Trek The Next Generation, super mega fame, super mega geek fame, had war declared on him by Michael Ian Black of The State and Viva Variety and occasionally Reno 911 and Wet Hot American Summer and Stella and
Alright, IMDb, move on.
And Reefer, which is coming back on Tuesday.
Yay! You want to tell me what he ate for fucking breakfast?
I fucking love Reefer. I just want other people to go back. I want MTV to put the state out on DVD, and then I want to show the DVD to everyone and go, look at this, this is genius!
Why don't you use the interwebs and make your own fucking DVD?
Because all the copies online are shit.
Like
worn-out VHSs that people have put up onto YouTube.
Like real war? Like he hates LeVar Burton?
No, he declared Twitter war, and he called it Le War. And it, apparently it was all a war of words, because he logged onto Twitter. Well, somebody told him that there was somebody pretending to be him on Twitter and, like, linking back to his blog, but, like, pretending, hey, there's a new site up at my blog. I don't know why people do that shit, but apparently some people get their yayas by pretending to be celebrities and, like, blogging as if they were the celebrity just so they can get a bunch of attention that they don't actually deserve.
Because people are fucking crazy.
Yeah, people are fucking batshit psycho insane. And some of them have 16 kids. 14 kids. Whatever.
Some of them just have one kid named...
named Junior. Yes, I know.
Named Pagok!
There, you can use that one too. Beep it out, Tim.
Is Tim still there?
No, I left.
Okay, good.
I was like, blah-de, blah-de, blah. Who knows what the Andy story is done. I'm going to check out.
All right. So that's what got him to Twitter, was the fact that somebody was pretending to be him on Twitter. So he contacted Twitter, and he had the other person's account, like, changed, and then he started tweeting. He's like, what the fuck? As long as I'm here, I'll pretend to be me.
I think that happened to LeVar Burton. Sorry.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Apparently LeVar Burton had exactly the same thing, and that's how he wound up tweeting on Twitter. And Michael Ian Black, I guess, found out about that and went and looked at LeVar Burton's thing and saw that he had, like, 30,000 followers or some shit like that. And he went and looked at his own number of followers, and it was like 1% of that. So he declared war on LeVar Burton because he wanted more followers. And apparently he got a shit ton of more followers. And Will Wheaton referenced it, and LeVar Burton kept referencing it. And I'm trying to get them both now to join up and declare war on LeBron James because I don't think he's on Twitter. But it just amused me that there's this one famous person who just declared war on another famous person.
Apparently Shaq's on Twitter, and like he just tweeted that he was at some... like, restaurant nearby where this guy lives, so this blogger went down to go meet him, and then he has, like, pictures like, hey, I hang out with Shaq.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, apparently there's a whole shitload of famous people on there.
Apparently congressmen were tweeting during Barack Obama's not State of the Union address.
Yeah, like the closed door thing?
No, the big thing to Congress called this...
Fuck! People need to fucking calm down and stop clapping so much. Like, I know they're excited, but, like... He has to sit there and just wait and go, thank you. All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's not even so much that they're all, like, just that fucking excited that they're wetting themselves like little girls. There's this whole weird, like, partisan dance thing that the two parties do when the president's talking.
Like, so I watched, like, the beginning of it, right? They clapped for a long time. They stopped. He said, like, maybe, like, a sentence, and they all got back up and started fucking clapping again. It's like, really? Calm down. Let the guy just talk. And then, like, a couple more times, like, at least one more time, they sit up and they're like, oh... It's like, all right.
Yeah, it's less spontaneous show of support and more, like, theater.
I would find that shit annoying. I'm like, you guys can fucking stop. I got some shit to say.
Yeah.
So, the talking of LeVar Burton made me think of this video on YouTube that I think you both should watch in its entirety.
Okay. Should we do that now or do that later? Okay.
It's like a minute.
Okay, well, please keep playing.
Is Star Trek coming back, Tim? Star Trek ride? Right?
Supposedly, there's still no physical signs that it's coming back yet, but supposedly it's going to open either the day of or the day before the movie, at least the restaurant part and the shops, and then the rest of the ride and the
Exact place?
No, in a new place, in downtown.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. All right, now we're watching. We'll just cut this silent part out.
Yeah. Oh, no, you at home should be watching. It's the 8th link on the show notes.
This is so weird. Oh. Oh my god, the part where Jordy just launches out of the turbo lift for no reason.
Either Noah hasn't made it to the end or doesn't find it funny.
I've made it to the end, I just don't find it particularly funny.
It's just,
really?
It was so weird up till that point, but all of a sudden he's just launched out of there, and then Picard, welcome to the bridge, Mr. LaForge.
And, like, you see Riker go up to help him, and it looks like, you know, and he has the visor in his hand for, like, a frame in whatever that actual episode was, and then, hey, Captain, take a look at this. And he's just wearing it with this shit-eating grin on his face, like, yeah, I'm Visor Man. And then Data just pissing himself laughing, and then credits. Anyway, this guy has done a bunch of mashups of different episodes like that, and that one was my favorite. I had to share it. Nothing.
All my right. Life is richer now that you have.
Noah, you can suck on my dick. My itchy, itchy dick. Suck out the poison, Noah.
I think that's the problem. Too many men have been sucking on your dick.
Not enough men.
Tim's got a yeast infection up in his dick.
Oh.
You know what I bet it is? Did you guys watch the video that I linked to? The What Kind of Sicko Are You?
Yeah. You didn't say, I left a comment. I only recognized 4 bits of porn.
Yeah, wow. I didn't count.
Beginner.
That's what I said. I said, Andy's a dirty, dirty man.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tim, apparently that's what you've been doing.
No, alright.
Maybe it's what you need to be doing.
Fail.
Dick in dick action.
Speaking of Star Trek coming back, though, did either of you hear that Family Guy is doing a Star Trek The Next Generation reunion show?
Yes. I did hear about that.
I heard about it because of Twitter.
Yes, apparently they've all done their voices for it already.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I will not be watching.
Why not?
Because I don't give a shit.
Don't you watch Family Guy?
No.
Oh, alright then.
No, it sucks a big fat cock.
I thought you were gonna like, I like Family Guy, but fuck that episode.
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck it. We give it 3 thumbs down.
I was thinking, speaking of fuck it, someone should do a remix of all the people who've lost their shit. Like a Bill O'Reilly / Christian Bale / Lily Tomlin
/
Casey Kasem. Yeah, just like all of them, like saying fuck over and over again. I think that would be amusing. I'm sure there's more of them, too.
Oh, I see. That's
Barry White.
Barry White. I never heard that one.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the first fucking thing. I'm cutting the fucking spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm going to cut this shit off.
I think I sent Tim the link of where someone took all the expletives from Sopranos and just made a
Jesus
big long move.
Jesus Christ, that took forever to watch.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Well, yeah, but other shit was going on in the background. I'm like, fuck it, I can't be.
Oh, okay. I did not watch the whole thing. I made it for like maybe a couple minutes. So I was like, alright, that's enough.
It's like a half hour long or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. Like, can you imagine the time it took to go in and watch every episode and pull out every curse word? Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't that suck if one day later they were watching an episode and they noticed a swear they didn't use? Like,
back to the drawing board.
Fuck, did that guy just say shit?
Although, hopefully, maybe they were planning, like, way far ahead, so they kind of did it by season. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, watching the whole series and then have to go back through and watch it all again after the end. But who knows?
You mean, like, the first... when Sopranos first came on, they're like, I have an idea.
Well, maybe the first... You know, like, after the third season. I don't know, how many seasons were there?
9?
7?
I was close.
Like, they're like, oh, I should go back and, you know, start this movie. And then when it ends, you know, wrap it all up and send it out. Or they just have a lot of free time.
Somebody had a dream and made it happen.
It amazes me, like, the projects that people do that just take forever. Like, have you heard this documentary called, like... It's, like, it's numbers, and basically this guy... It started when these people were kids and goes back, like, every 7 years to, like, film them.
Oh, right.
So it's, like, a huge series of, like, you know, movies where he checks in, like, every 7 years to see where this group of people are.
Huh.
I'm just like, oh, that takes a lot of, you know, dedication. Like, I'm going back 5 years. Or people who, like, take a picture of themselves, like, every day for, like, you know, 5 years and then, like, do a little montage.
Like, if no one likes your movie, you are. That was a lot of wasted effort. Like, that is a bad time to hear notes. Like, I don't know if the cinematography was that good. Oh, your mic wasn't on.
Well, the 7 one, he, like, releases them as he's done, but then, you know, he goes back.
Tragic. Mm-hmm. Like my balls.
Your balls are itchy. Or, no, your penis is itchy. Where's the itch?
My balls are fine.
Like, in the middle? near the tip, near the base.
It itches inside the very tip of the urethra.
Have you tried sticking like a Q-tip in there?
No, maybe. I've tried sticking absolutely nothing in there.
Like maybe a coat hanger or something?
Oh, God!
No, it just wants you to abort your own bladder.
Can't be good, though.
Oh, no. There's a whole group of people who are into sounding. Apparently, they got to check the depth.
There's this one guy, I forget his name, on Distorted, that they keep playing on Distorted View, who was like a gay guy who had AIDS and was in porn. Well, he was in porn, then he had AIDS, so he had to get out of porn. Mm-hmm. And so he had to do these solo videos, and so it was just him jackhammering his urethra with his finger. But the way he would talk about it was just so funny. Yeah, it feels so good. Look at my finger in my fucking dick hole. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking putting my finger in my fucking dick hole. It sounds so funny the way he says it. It's like, all right. You have a ball there, sir.
Oh, how I've fallen. Now I'm by myself.
Not just even like
my own pee hole.
Not just even jacking it off. He's
That's a level of dedication to one's craft that I do not have. Like, I want to be a comedian, but not enough to stick the microphone up my urethra if shit goes wrong.
It's gone all wrong.
Or certainly not for a laugh. Like, all right, they're not getting the political stuff. give me a crazy straw and some milk.
Oh,
I see a picture of that.
Dude, though, if you could teach it to drink with a crazy straw?
No, you pour the milk in, and then you pee it back out.
Oh.
So it's like a silly straw urethra-sounding fountain show. As I'm saying this, I have to grab my penis because, like, just the idea of it displeases me.
Yeah, this whole conversation is making the tip of mine itch.
I've seen a picture of someone who had their, penis pierced, and someone stuck a straw, that went through where the piercing went in and came out the pee hole, and they're, like, drinking a drink through it.
Ew. What kind of people?
I don't know what that drink tastes like, but I bet you it smells like nuts.
Or penis. Smells like
nuts.
Yeah, because unless he scrubbed that like just right before, as soon as you get the least little bit sweaty, you get that little bit of nut funk.
I don't know what they were doing before.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
no,
doing it.
Mm-mm.
Nut funk.
No way, Jose.
Oh, look, there's the rails right over there.
What rails?
We should try to push the show back onto them.
This show doesn't have rails.
I was like, what?
Fucking, we're GTA. We're free roaming, baby. We're going to go over there, kill that hooker, and then we're going to go have a burger.
Dude.
We haven't completed one mission yet.
I still remember the crazy joy we had the first time we figured out that you could pick up a hooker, drive to a quiet spot in GTA 3, and she would like make your car rock, and your health would come back. And then they had a little bit of added joy when we figured out that we could get back out of the car, beat her, and take all the money she took right back.
Like, you won't be keeping that.
Oh, man, and I love all those fucking politicians with their, oh, save the children! Bullshit posturing. Like, oh, kids are going to learn to beat up hookers and take all their money. Dude, people have been beating up hookers and taking all their money for a long-ass time. That's why there's pimps. That's why there's bodyguards. It's the whole dangerous game.
Jack the Ripper wasn't playing GTA.
Yeah, it's not GTA learned from them. People aren't going to learn from GTA. Plus, we used to do that shit in Grand Theft Auto, and I don't think any of us has ever thought, hey, why don't I go fuck a skanky slut off-road somewhere in the middle of a park because I'm not a terribly good driver, and then get out of the car, whip out the baseball bat that appears from nowhere, and beat her to death with it.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Living the dream. Living the
dream. I have that thought daily.
That was one of my goals in life. It's like, check. 101 things to do before you die.
That's on my bucket list.
Conjure a baseball bat from nowhere and beat a whore to death with it.
Of course, I call mine the fuck it list.
Fuck it.
I had the weirdest dream the other night.
Was I in it?
You guys are going to make fun of me, but...
How many times have I made you listen to my weird dreams?
No, the actual dream is what you're going to make fun of me about.
Oh, okay. Well, please continue.
I was shooting the movie Princess Diaries 3. Because somehow I'd had a bit part in Princess Diaries 2.
And that
so
qualified
I was coming back
direct.
For the sequel in an expanded role.
All right.
And somehow that made perfect sense in my dream. Like, yeah. Remember how I had a role in a move in a huge movie? I just don't remember it for some reason. Like, no one ever talks about it. I mean, yeah, Tim is struggling in L.A., even though he was in a huge Disney movie.
I think you just wish you were in the movie, Tim.
Yeah. Because I was Anne Hathaway's love interest. Which was actually Captain Kirk.
What?
In Princess Diaries 2.
Oh, the new Captain Kirk.
Right. No, it was Shatner.
Yeah, you
that dude
you
gets
had
his
me
leg
very
over
confused.
On everybody.
Okay.
So apparently Fanboys is not doing very well. Speaking of Captain Kirk, he was in it.
That's right.
Not getting very good reviews.
Well, apparently they chopped out a lot of what the plot was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like the reason they were driving to see episode 1 before it came out is because one of them I just dropped something. One of them was supposed to have
cancer, right?
Right. Or... And so there was at least some heart to the story, mm-hmm. not just like a bunch of nerds going to see it early.
Well, didn't they put that back in?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they put it back in, but maybe they took it back out again.
Has anybody seen it? Well, obviously none of the three of us have seen
nope.
it.
Nope.
Yeah, no, they're just fucking up the movie. They're putting it in and taking it out and putting it in and taking it out. And
it depends on which theater you go to. They hadn't decided when they released it. Like, fucking, some of them going with it in, some of them go with it out. I don't give a shit.
We'll see how we review everywhere.
So apparently, speaking of different versions of the movie, I think I just read that there's going to be, like, a director's cut of Watchmen with extra scenes in it released in the theater.
Ooh.
Yeah, they filmed an animated version of the,
Yes. I watched the preview
of that.
The pirate
novel? Or the pirate comic book or whatever?
Oh, they've got this new thing where they've done, like, an animated version of Watchmen, where they took, like, you know, the art that is there and animated it. Not, you know, not completely, just kind of. I'm not sure how I feel about that. It's, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Laurent.
The Pirates comic subplot, I didn't really latch on to that the first time I read through Watchmen.
Mm. How about the second time?
I guess I just sort of accepted it the second time, but I still don't really...
Well, it's like a parallel.
Yeah, because like...
But is it, though?
Well, there's shit being talked about in the pirate novel that relates to what's happening out in the real world. Like, it's like commentary on what's actually happening and what these people
are actually
going through.
I guess, but it seemed... I don't know, it seemed kind of forced to me, but maybe that's just me. Like, I could have done without the pirate part of it. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I assume your version, Tim, has the, like, the fake novel that the person's writing in between chapters?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever read that part?
Oh, yeah, I read the whole thing, like, cover to cover.
Okay, how is that part? I've never read it.
It's interesting. It slows down your read if you're trying to read it all in order.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to do, because I was trying to get through it before the movie came out. And then before, I just wasn't interested. It didn't seem like it really pertained to the core story that much, so I just kind of... It's like, all right, that's a lot of words. I'm skipping through that.
Well, it kind of explains, like, what's going on with some of the minor players that play a major role. And it also kind of sheds some light on a couple of the characters. Because, like, one piece is written by Night Owl, and another piece is an interview with Ozymandias. And...
Maybe I'll go back through and read it sometime.
Read it!
I would recommend it.
We're going to go see Watchmen on Friday.
Nice. Oh, opening Damn. Night? Look at you, That's baller. You nice. Lose $5, and now you're just going to go see Watchmen first night?
Shit. Fuck it. As long as I'm throwing my money away, might as well watch a movie.
Are you going to go see it on the Max, the IMAX?
It's in IMAX?
Yeah.
Navy SEALs.
I did not know that. Probably not.
I will.
Really? You wouldn't see Dark Knight in IMAX, but you're going to see this in IMAX?
I was debating, but then I waited too long, and then it just disappeared. Well, then I was at the Metreon, I was like, I don't really want to go all the way to the city to see it.
You're dead to me.
I know.
Yeah, I was Speaking debating which, seeing Dark Knight in IMAX, and then my wife went to the hospital, and then it was
That's
no longer
perfect time. I'll meet you at the hospital, honey.
Oh, dude.
It took so long.
You know what's super fucked up about that? The weekend she went into the hospital on Friday... We were going to go see it in IMAX. Like, she got hospitalized, like, Friday afternoon, and we were going to go see it on IMAX, like, either that night or on Saturday.
Yep. Meet you at the hospital, honey.
Oh, fuck you.
What took so long? Oh, the traffic got rerouted to the IMAX.
So
terrible accident on the freeway.
Yeah, considering the closest IMAX to me is, like, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, there's like this crazy car, looked like the Batmobile, just driving through traffic, crashing. I don't know what happened.
And then part of it popped off, and suddenly it was a motorcycle, let's say.
Because that makes sense.
I didn't get that part.
What was
like the fact that the tank just like had a handy motorcycle inside of it?
Oh, it's fucking awesome! Like, just don't you remember Mask, dude? This fucking Jeep had a boat inside, dog.
I always wanted Mask's toys when I was a kid.
I had a bunch of Mask toys. It was weird. Because like, you'd play with them one way, and you're like, this is boring. You don't have any of your weapons sticking out. So you'd always just play with them with all the weapons sticking out.
Yeah, really. Like, why would I want to be normal guy?
Yeah.
I want to be a guy with masks that fucking does shit.
Yep. The one fucked up part was the Big Rig toy. It's like its special weapon thing was like the back end opened into this command section and had a little missile launcher inside of it. But mm-hmm. the way that it opened, like a little ramp came down, so it couldn't like be driving around with the one weapon it had. So just be like dragging that that little ramp off the side all the time. And the missile was always at one angle. Like, it wasn't poseable, it wasn't maneuverable, or whatever. It's like, well, I hope whoever's fucking with me is over there on my right. And I hope I time this lob right. Oh, nope. Killed school bus.
I had the...
Killed school bus.
I had the main guy with the flip-up gall wing flying car.
Like, I think my friend had that one.
Like a DeLorean, and then it flew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot what his power was, though, like his mask power.
I think the semi one was supposed to be the same guy.
Oh, was it?
Like it was his alternate vehicle, or like, you know, at some point in the series he had one, at some point he had another one, or some shit like that. You know who had the lamest mask power? That
Your
one
mama?
Sad... Yeah, my mama had the lamest mask power.
She has the mask with the zipper in the mouth so I can fuck her mouth.
Aww.
Ah, zipper teeth.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of teases a little bit.
Ah!
No, like shredded cock. Like, pour some milk on that.
No!
Make it a cereal. Cock bites.
Shredded cock.
Sometimes it's for breakfast.
When I want, on a special occasion, I'll take a good old cheese grater and just rail my cock against it.
Noah gets angry at his penis. Why don't you itch like Tim's?
I sprinkle it on tomato.
Rawr! No, the one was the poor little affirmative action Native American that they had. Because his mask shot out tiny totem poles. That was it. Didn't make him invisible, didn't make him fly, didn't let him, like, control animals or, like, take over people's brains and make their, the brains run out their noses like jelly. He just shot out tiny little totem poles.
What did
they
do? Did they
pierce
people? Or they just knocked
them
down?
No, they just sort of like spewed out and like fell on the ground, as I recall.
Oh, come on. They must have done something.
No, it's like people would trip over them or something like that. Like they'd step on them and they'd slip around a little bit. Like, oh, the ground is suddenly uneven with these tiny little totem poles. Look out.
So you mean it was kind of like the Ewoks versus the AT-STs?
That's...
Or is the ATAS? Shit, now I don't
know. No, it's the ATST. All Terrain Scout Transport.
That's right.
Oh, look at the big geek brain on me.
Way to go.
Yeah, but imagine if those logs were like the size that they actually were, you know, when in the model shop. And imagine that the ATST was life size. So it looks down at these tiny little play toy logs rolling towards it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, I've lost my footing. Curse you, Native American mask guy.
It's just yet another reason why the Native Americans were so easy to conquer.
Yeah, because their mask powers sucked.
Didn't mask stand for something?
Yes, because it was M.A.S.K. And I can't remember what it was.
Let's find out.
My ass smells of kryptonite.
Mobile Armored Strike Command with a K.
They were reaching for that one.
Wait, I could be wrong. Because this says... Nope, that was it. Yep.
Apparently, if you try to search for mask m.a.s.k, Google assumes that you meant mask without all the dots in it.
You took all that effort putting the dots in it, but you must not have meant it.
Yeah. Google's like, let me clean this up for you.
Back in the day, Universal Studios used to have Kit from Knight Rider, and you could sit in him and ask him questions. And I would say, while we were waiting in line, 2/3 of everyone in the car asked him what Kit stood for. It's like, we can all hear him. Why don't you guys pay attention? And then you could ask a better question. of course, I asked some question about his turbo boost, and he's like, fucking, it's a show, kid. Get the fuck out.
Really?
No. He gave me some bullshit answer that I accepted because I was a kid and a car was talking to me.
You know what the mass's enemy stood for? Their venom? Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem.
At least they didn't have to misspell any of their fucking words to make it fit. And they're vicious and evil, so you know that they mean business.
If you put vicious and evil right in your business plan, you are guaranteed not to win a lot of hearts in the Bible Belt. you've got a long road to hoe for your stock.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I remember. I'm looking at the little picture of the mask, and I'd forgotten that the 18-wheelers smokestacks came down, and they were cannons. So it actually did have weapons sticking out the front. Just had the missile that only fired to the side, though.
Okay. So they have mass profiles. You probably don't remember the name of the Indian guy, do you?
Tonto.
No. Oh, maybe it was Buddy Hawks.
Buddy Hawks?
Sounds Indian.
What's up, buddy? I'm Buddy Hawks.
Hey, I was right. Matt Tracker, the main guy, did have Thunderhawk, which was his Chevy Camaro that turned into the jet. And then he also had Rhino, which was the semi-tractor that converted into a mobile defense platform.
That's funny. I would say all the talk of painful and itchy penises have probably tuned the men out of the show, and now the extended talk of the television show Mask has now tuned the women out of the show, leaving no one listening to this part of the show. So we can say whatever the fuck we want right now. Andy, it's time to reveal your secret Nazi agenda.
All right. Well, first we're going to kill all the Jews and one clown.
I would like to clarify, I am not laughing at the Jews part.
Come on, ask it.
Why?
Why what?
Why are we friends?
Ah.
Why do we have to kill one clown?
See, no one cares about the Jews.
Oh.
It's from bash.org. Oh, great big hole in the internet you just fall into. People take just random shit that people have said on IRC and post it up there, and people vote on what's funny and what's not. And some of the funny shit is fucking funny. Ah, I've got a post coming on that. I'll post it soon.
I'll wait with bated breath.
Yes, do that.
So it turns out when I was commenting about Bryce not commenting, or when I was talking about that last week, his computer's been down. So aren't I the douchebag?
Right, you're the douchebag. Fuck my life.
So like, come on, Bryce, come on, bring it, fucking bring it. And you're talking like a crippled kid.
I don't believe that was exactly how I talked.
Yeah, so, you were.
So, Andy.
And no, Noah, it was Chief Nevada Rushmore.
Yep, and all it says about his power is Nevada possessed the totem mass, which fired small totem poles at opponents. That's all it says.
Yeah, on Wikipedia, it says his mask is called Totem, which fires small totem-shaped explosive grenades.
I watched
that show as a kid. I do not remember them exploding once.
That's because you're racist.
I don't get that.
You didn't want him to succeed, so you do not remember him succeeding.
Yes. And that's why I also
block out his successes.
Gave him smallpox and relegated his children to arid Arizona desert.
Yes. And you gave them all alcoholism.
Yes. I gave them alcoholism and the clap.
We want the clap.
Gotta have the clap. Suck a big old piece.
We're gonna burn this
what?
Mother
Anyways,
out.
Maybe we should wrap this mofo up.
Noah's got shit to do, people to fuck.
That's right.
Raps with a Fuck My Life, which I just read. Today my boyfriend told me he couldn't hang out with me because he felt really sick. I went to his house anyway to surprise him with some homemade soup. I walk into his room only to find him hooking up with my sister. She can't drive. Our mom drove her over there.
Sweet!
I call shenanigans on that one.
Like you don't think it's real?
No, I really don't.
You know what? I suspend my disbelief. If anything, I just think these are some great stories that I'm learning. You know, they may be. I can't tell what part is legend and what part is truth, but it's all entertaining.
Well, if there's pigeons involved, it's legend.
Or Tom Cruise, then it's legend.
Yes. See, Tim, you're like my wife with Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. She found that so amusing and just, like, loved the family dynamics and everything and Gene's wacky and crazy schemes. And I was watching it with her, and I'm like, yeah, man, the kids are kind of cool, and it's kind of funny to watch their life, but some of these wacky and crazy schemes just seem a little bit too Daffy Duck.
Like, we're hamming it for the camera?
like, completely made up. Like, no, nobody fucking does that. There's no way. Especially not somebody who's earned, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars in business. Nobody like that is going to be that fucking just clueless or ham-fisted or whatever.
Or not only that, but, like, how is the camera there at that right moment to capture that particular angle and scene? Like all the time I'm like, they must have, like, maybe this did happen, but I'm sure they reset it up.
Yeah, like him gluing a vibrator to his hand right before his sister-in-law is about to get married or some shit like that. Yeah, no. There's no fucking way. And then I went and fucking caught him, because my wife was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And there was this episode where he went to, I think it like went to Australia for like Australia Rules football. Like he'd accidentally wound up with part ownership of this team. And he had to go down there, and he was, like, trying to offload it. And somebody was talking about how the team kind of sucked, and you know, that they really needed, like, one breakout player, and if they did that, then he'd be able to get somebody else to buy the team off of him. So he, like, wheeled and dealed and got this one guy that everyone was talking about to come play for the team. So I look it up on Wikipedia, and, like, that guy's been the top scorer for that team for, like, the last 8 years or some shit like that. He's already a member of the team. I looked at, like, the ownership of the team. It's been unchanged for, like, the last 5 years. It's never been Gene Simmons. I was like, now not only do I call shenanigans, I roof shenanigans.
Way to ruin the magic.
And apparently Binnegan's is back open.
Really?
That's what Christina says.
That's pretty cool. I kind of hope it's true, because Binnegan's had some good potato soup. And you know me, fat man gotta have some potato soup.
I checked the website, and they say the only one they have is in San Diego, but Christina says that there's the one near Great America is back open.
Hooray! Did you hear about like the 15 companies that may go down this year?
Mm-mm. No.
According to some Wall Street magazine or whatever. One of them was Sbarro, the pizza place in malls. And they said because they don't really have since most of them are in malls, they don't really have any options to generate business, especially because people aren't going to malls.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, they could be like Jack in the Box and stay up later or open earlier or offer a different... They're like, we're fucked? Hey, we're fucked!
I never really went to Sbarro anyways. Like, of all the options presented in the food court, I should say I have been there a few times, but I think it was, like, kind of pricey for what you got, I thought.
I believe it was the onset of Panda Express that turned you away from Sbarro.
Well, even before Panda Express, I never really went to Sbarro. But, yes.
No, Sbarro.
What?
I said no, Panda Express.
Okay. No, you said no Sbarro.
Well, then you heard me and don't ask what.
Because you confused me.
No, he was asking what the fuck do you mean, you crazy, crazy half-cracker, half-nigger.
But yes, Panda Express wins out almost every time.
Oh, and Six Flags is apparently in danger of going under.
I'm not broken.
I told that to my wife, and she's like, oh, that doesn't surprise me. It's, you know, it's sort of out of the way. I'm like, no. Not the one, not Magic Mountain, Six Flags, all of them. And she's like, oh! I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, that's kind of a disposable income sort of day, and... Like, keeping all those big-ass machines running and building new ones and shit, that cannot be cheap.
And with all the gangsters that hang out there and shut the place up, that's gotta be a lot of repair work.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like for our family, it'd be cheaper to just go see a movie than try to get everyone into Great America. Or, not Great America.
It would be cheaper to go see an afternoon of movies than to get everyone into Great America.
They have a Six Flags Great America.
Well, yeah, I just meant, like, and just going to amusement parks in general is usually a pretty pricey affair, so...
Yeah.
But I guess not Universal and Disney are doing okay. Or sorry, I should say Cedar Fair, Universal and Disney are doing okay. But like Universal, like, it's just so funny. They're like, please come. If you pay an extra dollar, we'll give you the whole rest of the year free. We'll pay you a dollar, and you can have the rest of the year free.
For a dollar less than one day.
Black man will suck your dick if you just come.
Look. This is our employee, Phil. You can punch him in the gut 3 times.
And we'll give you a dollar. And you get to come the rest of the year for free.
You can light Phil's head on fire while you punch him in the gut, and he'll wait until you're done punching him before he puts his head out.
Well, can I get free parking? No, that's where we make our money.
In fact, we would appreciate it if you could somehow drive 2 cars. Maybe buy a British car, so you got the driver's sides on them the same side, and just put one cheek in one car and one cheek in the other car. Drive them together.
All right. On that note...
And he kills the joke and Tancast all at the same time.
Yep. Well, I did that because now my wife is very hungry, so I'm like, oh, this is getting funny. I better make it un...
Right. Right. It was a conscious decision, Andy.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it actually wasn't. It was just me invoking my superpower. Killjoy boy!
And Noah's off to spill some drinks.
Yep.
And I am currently in a house with no women in it.
Anti-pussy man strikes again.
You drove the lady away.
So, Noah, have fun at your baby shower.
Oh, I will.
Tim, have fun at your watchman on Friday.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going to wait for her parents to get here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to turn the tyke over to them.
Wouldn't it be sad if it just didn't do very well and just got take out the ears right away?
Well, you know, if it doesn't do very well and gets taken out of theaters right away, then
you're not worried about it.
Download it.
Anyways, have a good week, everybody.
Peace out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to TanCast episode 39. We'd love to see your comments at TanCast.com. We've got a great group of listeners who post there regularly, so come join in. We could really use a few more positive reviews on iTunes. If you haven't written one yet and you use iTunes, what are you waiting for? An engraved invitation? Well, we can't afford engraved invitations. Maybe we could run off some invitations at Kinko's. Will that work? Also, it's March. It's a new month, so head over to Podcast Alley and give us your vote. We didn't quite crack the top 30 podcasts for February, but it's a new month, and I believe in all of you. I know we can do it. Yes, we can! Yes, we can! Yes, we can! Okay, that's enough of my foolishness. See you next week.
TanCast.
Wow, we actually ended a show.
I know.
Like, the last couple ones were just sort of done.
Yep. All right, and we're done.